Mr. Wenner, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So why the Colorado River in Chicago?
Well, it would seem like maybe a strange venue. And in fact, the day we went to do the installation, we had to move indoors because there was practically flooding in the streets. So some people in the U.S. might say, well, you know, I don't live in a place personally where we need to conserve water. But of course, the problem with global warming is it is global. And so water conservation really affects the entire nation. If I want to get some salad in the winter up here in the Pacific Northwest, I have to hope that the Colorado River supplies the farms in the San Joaquin Valley, for instance.
Now, I'm looking at a photo of your work, and are you using chalk?
Yes. In fact, even to this day, I still use pastels. I make my pastels by hand, and I still use pastels to do the original work. Then part of it's reproduced. That is, I make a really huge file of it. The file, for instance, for that work, for the Colorado work, was 3 gigabytes, just the one image, which means that when it gets printed, it really looks still like a pastel picture. It doesn't look like a photograph of a pastel.
Oh, I see. So you can almost see even
You can see
strokes.
All the little chalk. Yeah, you can see all the texture and grain of the chalk in the paint, in the work, even though it's reproduction. So it's not really a photograph of a work. It's really a facsimile of the original. But it's very durable, and it can be replaced in case of damage, which is, I think, very important for public works, so that people can interact with them. That means they can actually climb all over them if they want. Or they can survive in the elements. They can survive in the rain and so forth.
And so then what do you print it on? Is it heavy-duty paper?
It's a heavy-duty vinyl canvas. And it's a product that they can print on 16-foot wide rolls. So we can get it seamless, and it can be really huge. People aren't aware of it, but you'll see these images on billboards, and this material is used on sides of buildings and stretched as huge canvases in the cities. So it's a material that gets used for publicity quite often. But the quality of the printing is so high now that it can actually be used for fine art.
So I'm looking at the image now, and it has mountains in the background, snow-capped peaks, and then the river flows through several beautiful places. I see Hoover Dam there, and also lines from where the water levels have gone down.
Right, exactly.
And then towards the end, it looks like there's no water.
In fact, that's what happens to the river. And my picture, because it's art, I can show the entire story of the Colorado River in one image, which you couldn't really show any other way because it goes over about 4 states or 5 states. In the amount that I've shown. And what happens is it hits Mexico, and we give Mexico the minimum amount of water contractually that we can give them by law. They use the last bit of it, and it dries up about 100 miles before the ocean. And so you can imagine the ecological devastation that gets caused when all of the delta and everything dries up, and the amount of fish and seabirds and wildlife, of course, that can no longer survive under these circumstances.
Are you passionate about the Colorado River? It sounds like you're passionate about climate change, but was it something about this river, too, or did someone ask you to do a portrayal of the river?
Well, to be honest, they did ask me to do the river, but also, to be honest, I've had wonderful experiences on the Colorado River in Lake Powell, which, of course, is a artificial environment in some ways, but extremely beautiful, and I am passionate about it. I think the thing about the Colorado River is that when you look at it as it goes through the Grand Canyon and as it goes through Lake Powell, and it's a kind of place where when you're there, you say, nowhere else on the face of the earth would I be able to sit and see something similar to this. There are some rivers where, as much as they have their importance, you could actually stand on their banks and imagine that you might be someplace else in the world. Maybe you could be in Africa or in India. But the Colorado River only is ours. It doesn't exist. There is no similar river with these great high rock faces rising out of it and these reflections and this clarity of water and strange stillness and everything that it has. So I think we're talking about certain aspects of nature that they're right there where they are, and there are nowhere else. They're not replaceable, and they're not... You can't substitute them.
Well, thank you for speaking with us.
Oh, and thanks to Aspen Public Radio.